Welcome to After Dark, Rob and Andrew, on the America Out Loud platform. I am your host, and I am glad you could be with me tonight. I am flying solo tonight, and I've got a lot to talk about. I don't even know where to start. You know, the past couple of shows I've had on with me, Heather Robinson of the New York Post, and we've been talking about this conflict and Israel, a conflict that Hamas started, a conflict that Israel will have to finish. And maybe I should talk about that, but I also want to talk about this sham of a trial that's taking place here in New York City with this judge, Juan Merchan, who is all of a clown. I can't even believe this guy is a judge. I have to be honest with you, I can't believe it. And I don't know what school he went to, what law school. Maybe I should Google it while I'm talking, because if he went to Yale, Columbia, any of those other Ivy League schools, we see why he behaved the way he does. Let's see, Juan Merchan, because he's definitely a partisan hack. And okay, let's see, here we go right here. The guy even looks like an idiot. He was born in Bogota, Colombia. Is he even here legally? We need to look at that. Okay, he was educated at Hofstra University, Baruch College, and Maurice Dean School of Law at Hofstra. Nationality American. I guess so. He was born in Bogota, Colombia. He probably became an American citizen, and that's the reason why he's so sensitive when it comes to all of the illegals crossing the border. I wonder if his parents came here legally. Did they cross the border and then he was an anchor baby? Because we got to get rid of those anchor babies. We need to end that. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to talk a little bit about him because he's trying to silence Trump's free speech. And I've spoken about it before. And if you missed it, just go back and look at some of our previous shows. Let me see here. Where shall I start? I'm looking at all my notes here, and there's just so much to talk about. And, you know, yeah, I think I'm going to start with this guy, Juan Merchan, because this guy is so conflicted. And this trial that Alvin Bragg has brought against Trump, it's a trial that the statute of limitation, and we've said this before, it's a misdemeanor. If they want to bring charges against Trump, it's a misdemeanor. And the misdemeanor, the statute of limitation, has long since passed. But of course, Alvin Bragg, being so creative, decided to elevate it to a felony, while felonies that are committed here in the city, he will reduce to a misdemeanor. And he's reduced them to the misdemeanor because most of the felonies have been committed by blacks. And in his eyes, I consider him a bougie black, meaning a black with his nose up in the air. He looks down at other blacks and he feels that he has to help them, although he's causing more harm. And he gets that from the liberal whites they don't realize that. I mean, they're throwing themselves on some type of pier to be burned because of all the injustices that were done to black people. And then they look at black people and feel that black people can't help themselves. So we have to help them because, you know, they just can't make it in America and they can't do anything by themselves. So we have to help them. Really? I don't think so. But anyway, Alvin Bragg decided to elevate these charges to a felony. Now, we don't know what crime was committed. And I know you hear that all the time. You don't hear it in the liberal media because they want you to believe that Trump has committed a crime. But when you ask what was the crime, they'll say, well, he tried to interfere with the election. He tried to overthrow the election. Then you say, oh, really? Well, that's not good. So how did he try to do it? Well, you know, he tried to pay this. He got this man, his friend of his, I think the guy who was over the National Enquirer, something Pecker. How would you like to have a last name by the name of Pecker? What's your name? Oh, I'm Mr. Pecker. Oh, you are? Well, Mr. Pecker, what do you do? Well, I peck all day long. I mean, it's hilarious. Mr. Pecker What is his first name? I thought I had it here in my notes, but anyway, he was the owner of the National Enquirer, and he the they and he's testifying right now, just in case you guys didn't know. He's one of the witnesses of the prosecution. And apparently Pecker is on the stand saying that he and Trump were close friends and that they paid whenever there was a bad story that was coming out about Trump. He and Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, who is a serial liar, he has, I mean, just completely, and he was, as a matter of fact, he was thrown in jail for lying to Congress. But Michael Pecker, let me see, what is this guy's name? I want to get his first name for you. It's like a name like Pecker. Wow, it's unbelievable. Let's see, National Enquirer Pecker. Yeah, I'm just gonna have fun here. I'm just gonna, just look at all my notes and just talk with you all as to what I have here. Let's see, Michael Pecker. While I look for it, so he's on the stand testifying, and he's saying that he and David Pecker—that's his name, David Pecker. You guys should look him up. Quite an interesting looking guy, David Pecker. That he and Michael Cohen would get together whenever there was a negative story that would come out about Trump. He and Michael Cohen would get together and do a try to kill the story. And they would pay whoever was coming out with the story money so that they couldn't go forward and say something negative about Trump. And that's an NDA, non-disclosure agreement. And what the practice they used was called a catch and kill. And by the way, catch and kill is not illegal. I don't care how many times the left tries to say that it is illegal, it's not illegal. But the point that I wanted to make, so Bragg, this whole case, they're saying that Trump tried to interfere with the election by trying to kill these stories so that the American people, the voters, wouldn't have access to them. And they wouldn't know that Trump was having these affairs with these women, with one was a porn star, Stormy Daniels, and then there was another Playboy, Susan McDougal, not the Susan McDougal with Bill Clinton, but the McDougal who was a Playboy a model. So they're saying that they tried to pay them so that they wouldn't come out with these stories. Now, here's my deal, because see, the media doesn't talk about this enough. They're saying that Trump instructed his lawyer, Michael Cohen, to work with David Pecker. David Pecker, who claims to be a friend of Trump, to pay these women so that they wouldn't come out with negative stories against Trump. Alvin Bragg is trying to say that this is proof that they were trying to interfere with the election. And the liberal media has sold the American public on this whole idea that Trump tried to interfere with the election of 2020, the same way they tried to sell this idea that Trump colluded with Russia to interfere with the election, got Russia to interfere with the election with Vladimir Putin, and that's how Trump became the president in 2016. Well, we now know that that was a whole lie. This Fusion GPS, they did spy on Trump. The Steele dossier was a lie. Trump did not collude with the Russians. We know that it was all made up by Hillary Clinton. And what was Hillary doing? Interfering with the election so that Trump could get elected. But it backfired because he was elected. But then they tried to run with the story and say, oh, but he still interfered. And we have the entire Russia collusion with all these investigations that ended up being nothing. There was no there there. I know that Adam Schiff came out and said, oh, yeah, there was, and we need to look into it. There was nothing there. So fast forward now, they're saying it again, that Trump tried to interfere with the election by keeping stories out of the media. Well, if that's true, if Trump did try to interfere with the election to keep these stories out, just hear me out here. If that is true, and by the way, it's not illegal. If that is true, what did Twitter do during 2020 with the Hunter Biden laptop story? When the New York Post reported on it, Miranda Devine, they put it on Twitter, put it on Facebook, and it got shut down. They shut it down because they said that you couldn't verify it. They shut it down because they said that you are disparaging an individual and you don't know if that information is true. So now Twitter was being a trying to be a arbiter of the news, trying to be an overseer and say what you can read and what you can't read, what you can see and what you can't see. Only to find out now, after all those years, that the Hunter laptop story was true. So is anyone at Twitter going to be arrested? Is anyone at Twitter going to be indicted and sit before a jury? I'm just asking the question because that's what we're going through right now with Trump. And you have all these people who claim to be so smart. And by the way, folks, simply because you went to Harvard, Yale, or Columbia, or any of these other Ivy League schools, does not equate that you're smart. The only thing it means to me is that you just spent a lot of money on a zero degree. That's it. Does not mean that you're smart. Now, for liberals, the people that live on the left, they think that, oh, you went to Harvard. Oh, you're so smart. No, you're not. It does not equate to being smart. So this judge, Merchant, who didn't go to any of those Ivy League schools, he is trying to sit in judgment, but they're trying to say that Trump tried to interfere with the election by keeping stories out that were negative about him. Now, as I mentioned, this doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense at all. Because if we're going to go after him, we need to go after Twitter and Facebook, because Facebook did the same thing. They didn't even do it to Trump. They did it to Bernie Sanders when he was running against Hillary Clinton. They did it to Elizabeth Warren. Because, see, they didn't like those liberals. They only wanted Hillary Clinton. But with Trump, they disliked Trump. So they all censored information so that the American voter didn't have access to that. And we know right now that a lot of people are saying that had they known about the Hunter Biden laptop, Hunter Biden, the way he treated women, Hunter Biden and his white boy privilege that liberals don't like, but when it's one of theirs, it's okay. Had voters known about it, they would not have voted for Joe Biden, who, by the way, said that he had to run because he wanted to make right on what Trump had said in Charlottesville, Virginia. Remember when Trump came out and said that there were good people on both sides when they were having some type of a little skirmish there. He said, well, there are good people on both sides. And what they were talking about were they were trying to tear down the statue of Robert E. Lee. And he said, well, no, there are good people on both sides. There are people that want to take it down because they're saying that it's offensive. And then there are other people who are saying, no, leave it there because it's part of our history. But the media took that on both the left and the right. They took it as if though Trump was supporting white supremacy. And Trump came out on numerous occasions trying to correct it. And you had people that were in Trump's administration saying, oh, we denounce racism. How could he say that? Even Trump's own daughter, Ivanka, came out and said, racism is bad. No, I don't know why she was saying that, because the media just ate her up. They don't like her. But she's a liberal and she likes going to the liberal parties. So she felt it necessary to come out encounter what her dad was saying, as opposed to understanding, listening to what he was saying. She allowed the media to once again control the narrative. And there were so many others in Trump's administration. I think it was Secretary Elaine Chao, who's married to the Senator McConnell, came out and spoke out against it. And it's like a closer observation. If you listen to what he had said, he was saying on both sides, meaning the people who were for the statue and people who were against it. But they were saying, oh, no, he was siding with the Ku Klux Klan. Now, some years later, fast forward to this past weekend, the question was put to Biden about the two sides here on the college campuses. Supporters of Hamas, dumb Americans that don't understand who Hamas is, and then supporters of the Jews. And the question was put to him, do you think what they're doing in these college universities, do you think that is wrong? And what does Biden say? Oh, well, no, you have to understand, that there are good people and both sides, and you have to understand where the Palestinians are coming from, and you have to understand that what's happening. No, there are no two sides in this. The people that are supporting Hamas are wrong, completely wrong. They're trying to eradicate a region, Israel, of Jews. The media says nothing about it. And you know what else? Black people are saying nothing about it. And you know what else? Jewish people are saying nothing about it. Here you have a man who's supposed to be for blacks and Jews fighting with the enemy. Whereas Trump didn't do that, but Biden did. Unequivocally, he said, you have to understand those people that are trying to go after the Palestinians. No one is going after the Palestinians, they're going after Hamas. But quiet as it's kept, the media just brushed right over it, hoping that no one paid attention to it because they're trying to focus everyone's attention on Trump in this make-believe trial and this judge who's compromised. Now, you see how the media lies to us? And as I have said on so many occasions here, and I will continue to say it, the media in its current form has to be, must be shut down. It is not free speech. It is propaganda. They're functioning under the guise of being the media, but they're not. We have to shut them down. Now, some will say, yeah, but if you shut them down, they're going to come after you. Well, no, because I'm doing free speech. I'm reporting the news. I'm not siding with one side or the other. If this were the Democrats being shut down, I would call it out. But see, the media has controlled the narrative that everyone believes them. The same way they have everyone thinking that Trump is a racist, because if you go back to Charlottesville, look at what he said. But he was referring to the two people, the folks that wanted to remove the Robert E. Lee statue and those who didn't. Whereas Biden was clearly supporting the people of Hamas by saying, oh, well, what's happening on the college campuses? You've got to understand how they feel. Well, they're saying that they want to annihilate the Jewish people. You have here on Columbia University the president who said that there is no anti-Semitism that's going on. She's now told the students there that you now have to go home and we will have virtual learning. No one can come to the campus because it's too dangerous. This is a university, and no one thinks there's anything wrong with it. We're going to continue this discussion on the other side of the break. You're listening to After Dark with Robin Andrew on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. I hope you'll come back after this commercial break.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
Spike proteins help viruses enter into your cells, disrupting your health and your well-being. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body of spike proteins, which allows your body to repair from within, supporting your immune and respiratory systems and regulating your inflammatory response. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Okay, folks, I am back, and I'm going to continue with the conversation on these judges and what's happening with the trial, with the anti-Semitism, and Joe Biden, how Joe Biden is obviously supporting all of this. And there's no one to call him out. This has been, Joe Biden's administration has been one of the worst we have ever seen. I want to say in my lifetime, but I think one of the worst in history, because they have completely changed the fabric of our society, our culture, who we are as Americans. They have us hating ourselves. They have us hating being Americans. You have this young generation that knows nothing about anything. They don't know history. The only thing they know about is America is bad. The white man is bad. The white man did this. The white man, if it wasn't for the white man, it would be the black man. Someone had to start civilization. Someone had to get us to the advances that we have today. It just so happened that it happened to be the white man. Okay. Don't hate the white man for it. We need to end this craziness. Blaming one group over the other group. If it wasn't that group, it would be someone else. And at the rate we're going down the line, people are going to hate black people even more so, because they're going to say they tore up society with their lawlessness. Well, some will say, oh, that's so far-fetched. You're speaking crazy. No, I'm speaking the truth. Because if you look at the trajectory, you look at where we're headed, allowing one group, openly allowing it to suppress another, and then allowing another group of people to say, we want death to this group of people because we don't like them, and you don't even know the history. We have fallen so far from the mark, and the result of a white man, Joe Biden, the white man that liberals don't like. Talk about white privilege. Think about it. Liberals march around telling us how bad white people are, that they're bad, they're destroying everything, and you have a white man in the office who's orchestrating all of this, the destruction. America will not fall from the outside, but from the inside in. We'll just collapse. Is this the end? Will this be the end of our democracy? Will this be the end of who we are as a people? Simply because people are afraid to call it out. People are afraid to stand up and call this man out. Well, we know the media, as I said, during this first block, needs to be shut down. We know that they're compromised. We know that they're in the camp of the Democrats. Every time I see them, every time I see a Rachel Maddow, every time I see a Joy Reid, every time I see an Anderson Cooper or any of the other players on fake news CNN and PMSNBC, Joe Scarborough, Mika Brzezinski, I get sick in the stomach and I want to puke. Because these individuals know that what they're doing is wrong. They know that they're indoctrinating. They know the hate that they're spewing. But they also know that the people that are listening to them aren't smart enough to call them out. Not our listeners, but the others that are there. Because they've become so toxic. Look at how they've demonized men. Men are mean. Men are toxic. But these same men are taking the place of women. And we're supposed to celebrate it. We're supposed to think that men can have babies. Look at Joe Biden and his Title IX. Look at how they're trying to change that. And we're supposed to go along with it. And you have judges that are promoting this also. Kids mutilating their genitalia. Remember, they were doing this in Africa and they talked out about it. There was a book by Alice Walker. She spoke about it in her book, The Color Purple. And fast forward, we're doing the same thing now. And we're okay with it because we're saying little boys can become women and they can compete in women's sports. Where are the feminists? Why aren't they out talking about this? And I say all that just to wrap it into this, with this trial that we see that's happening with Trump. It's just crazy. It's as if though we've awakened, and it's like Rip Van Winkle, and we're in a completely different world. Completely different world with all this craziness, and we're supposed to believe it. And they want to pass laws to force you to say that a man is a woman. They want to force it. Where are the strong men? Where are the strong men to push back? That's the reason why we don't have boys wanting to go to the army, because they don't want to be watered down. They don't want to be treated like, I hate to say it, but like a sissy. This has got to stop. This has got to stop. We need to wake up and we need to start pushing back. Now, I have a note here also, Judge Aragon, who was over Trump's first case with the when he decided that Trump lied about the value of his property. So that was another trial, a joke of a trial with Letitia James, a black woman, who's trying to make a name for herself so that she could be governor of New York City. We don't need another DEI black person over a major city like this. Let's just be honest. And I'm a black man. We don't need it because they have all failed, especially if they're Democrats. They've all failed. Look at Eric Adams, the second black mayor. The first black mayor was horrible. David Dinkins, he was horrible. Though people say he didn't have a chance because of the way the makeup of the city, but look at Eric Adams, who said he was going to change things. And you had all these white liberals buying into it, give him a chance, and look at what he done. Look at what he's done, rather. Nothing. Now, before him, there was a guy, Thomas, who was running against Bloomberg. Thank God he didn't get it, because we would have met demise or doom a lot earlier on. Look at the mayor of New Orleans, a black woman, LaToya Cantrell. Look at the mayor of Sacramento, or San Francisco, Bree London. Even the mayor of Los Angeles, who was a representative, her house was broken in again for the second time because of all the crime. Look at DC, Muriel Bowser. What have black politicians in power done for any of our large black cities? Brandon Johnson or Jackson in Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, what have they done but increase the criminal activity, increase the crime? We don't need any more blacks at that level. No more. I'm done with them. Not going to vote for them because they're incompetent. Look at Barack Obama was the first black president. He was the first black failed president. Now, a lot of people will try to cover it up, but I will speak the truth. Barack Obama's presidency was a failure. He did nothing for us but divided us. And he wouldn't have gotten a second term had it not been for Trayvon Martin, and then he decided to play the black card, a card that he stayed so far from during his first term because he didn't want to be seen as a black president. But when he saw that he wasn't going to win during the second term, he decided to play it up. But what has he done? He has done absolutely nothing. He did absolutely nothing during the two terms. I'm done with it no more. If you are a black running for office, you're a Democrat, I will not vote for you. I will not consider you because you're incompetent out the gate, because you're getting it because of DEI, because of the color of your skin and not what you will do. I am not going to vote for you. I don't care if you're a Hispanic. I will not vote for you. Absolutely not, because you have done absolutely nothing. Nothing at all, especially if you're in the Democrat Party. If you are a woman, I certainly won't vote for you if you're a Democrat. Because you look at all the women Democrat politicians we have, they've done nothing but been divisive. They've allowed this party to play on their emotions, and they've done nothing. They've taken a book out of the black church playbook. If you go to any black church, you will see more women than men. Why is that? Why is that? Women are emotional. Black women are emotional. They allow these white liberals to play on them, to play to their emotions, and look at what they have. And that is the reason why many of them are in a single family household. Because they have run the man out. They say that the men aren't good. And that's exactly what the Democrat Party is doing to black women. Look at how they're promoting them all over. Look at the mayor, the president of Harvard was black. and was a failure, and she got kicked out. I mean, this, and it just keeps going over and over again. Identity politics at its best. The judge in Trump's trial, he's Colombian. I mean, come on. These people, they're so into race and, you know, gender that they can't get anything right. But then let's get mad at white people, because they're going to come in and they're going to try to at least set a standard. That's not to say that they're perfect, but by gosh, what you have here now. And then when I hear people saying, well, we need to, the only way we're going to get this right is if we start talking about, you know, what happened and talk about race. But you don't want to talk about it. You want to beat us upside the head and say, it's our way or the highway. Look at what we went through, as opposed to having a meaningful dialogue and saying, yeah, this happened. Let's get beyond it. How can we get beyond it? How can we improve ourselves? We can't do it because they don't want it. Look at what's happening on the college campuses. I mean, all this ties in. Look at what's happening on the college campuses. Anti-Semitism. On Columbia University, you have people who have camped out with tents. And here's the kicker, because our so-called black mayor, Eric Adams, is saying, well, I can't send the police there because it's a private institution and they have to welcome us to come there to shut down all of what's happening there. Oh, really? So you have to be invited to shut down the criminal activity because it's a private institution. I find it so interesting how these places want to say that we're private and we can do this and we can't do that, but yet still you're taking public money, taxpayer dollars. Look at NPR. Why are we funding NPR, National Public Radio, and they hate conservatives? Why are we funding them? The president came out and said, okay, that they're biased. Why are we funding them? Why don't we just withdraw that money and use that money somewhere else? Why aren't Republicans standing up against this? Why aren't right-wing media outlets calling this out? I don't get it, seriously. The same way I don't get why aren't more of them calling out what's happening at this trial. They'll talk about it. They'll report on it as if though they're giving you the latest, but none of them will call it out and say, this is a sham job. They'll go in, they'll say, oh, well, is Trump going to testify? And if Trump testified, this could be against him. Yeah, but he shouldn't even be there. This is a joke. They're making a mockery of our justice system. And who's doing it? White men. Liberal beta white men who can't stand up for themselves. So they have to, as they always do, they're good at doing, corrupting the entire system. Why aren't they calling themselves out? Oh, they want, because they're too busy trying to call out the right. They're trying to call out alpha men because they're going to stand up for what's right, whereas these liberals won't. They're going to burn it all down if they can't have it their way, which is what they're doing with Trump. We can't win. People might vote for him, so we're going to remove him so they can't vote for him. We're going to keep him tied up in court, and we're going to try to take all of his money. Now, going back to money and this Aragon, I know, like I said, I've got a lot to talk about it, but I want to talk about this guy. He's the guy who, with Letitia James, cahooted to get their hands on Trump's assets, to take away his property. Without even a jury verdict, this judge decided himself, oh, he's guilty. He overestimated the property, so I'm going to fine him. And wouldn't you believe it, the fine was some enormous amount because they knew that Trump wouldn't be able to come up with it, although he's a billionaire. But billionaires just don't have money lying around. And if you didn't know that, you know nothing. Just like this judge, I'm going to get to my point. So Trump managed to come up with the $175 million bond, which they thought he wasn't going to be able to. A couple of weeks ago, Letitia James started saying that she's going to take his property and she's going to sell it off and et cetera, et cetera. So he came up with the bond. She wasn't happy with that. So she decided to move in and tell the judge, oh, no, we don't want to accept it. No one in the legal community was going to call her out. No one's going to say she can't do this. No one's going to say she shouldn't be in that position. No one's going to say, they were just going to allow her to do it and have the judge agree with her. They would say, okay, that's it. We're not going to accept it. So when they went in to talk about this bond, and she didn't want to accept it, the judge started asking questions where they said, well, where's the money? And Trump's lawyer said, well, we have a money market account. And the judge goes, but what do you mean? What if it loses value? And they say, well, judge, a money market is cash. The judge then says, but wait a minute, what do you mean by what is a money market? I thought it might lose its value. And what if the cash value drop? And this is the same judge who said that Mar-a-Lago was only worth millions, and we know that it's worth billions. This is the same judge who put a value on all of Trump's properties. He doesn't even know what a money market is. He didn't know it was cash. And no one in the media is going to call him out. No one's going to say, uh-oh, this judge should have never been on this trial. No one's going to call him out. I mean, are you folks connecting the dots here? Does any of this make sense? But we're just sitting back and watching it happen. No one cares about it. We're supposed to pretend that this is right when we know that it's wrong. We know that it's wrong. But because it's Trump, it's okay. They can do whatever they want to do. They can say whatever they want to say. They can break the laws. But we just have to look at it and accept it. Really. And this is supposed to be America, where you have a judge who decided to put his own value on the property, Trump's property, that's worth billions of dollars. He could have gone to Zillow and found out the value, but he decided to just dream up a value. And then when they come up with the bond, 175 million, he doesn't even know how to count it. He doesn't even know the value of it. But we're supposed to look at this judge and say he's brilliant, he's smart. Trump is supposed to accept that a clown is sitting in judgment of him. A clown is trying to steal his property, along with a fat black woman. Really? You can't make this stuff up. And there's no one out there who's called him out, but here on America Out Loud Talk Radio Network, we're going to call it out. We're going to call it out, and we're going to keep calling it out. And when this go up on the podcast, I would encourage you all to watch the podcast on America Out Loud Podcast Network and share it with your friends. I can't believe what we're living in this day and age with all of this craziness that's taken place. You're listening to After Dark on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. I would encourage you to go there and listen to all of our other shows, as well as visit AmericaOutloud.shop, where we have books and health products. You will not be disappointed. We're up for another commercial break. We'll be back, and I hope you'll join me. Thank you.
Many voices, one freedom, united in the First Amendment. Our goal is to herald the voice of genuine liberty at AmericaOutloud.news, a place where you'll find the naked truth expressed with a patriotic heart. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/outloud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
The last half of the show, I can't believe it, here, America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. I gotta say, it's actually our fourth anniversary of being on the network, and we've truly enjoyed ourselves, me and Andrew, on here. And the network has just grown tremendously with the talk radio. We have the America Out Loud Podcast Network. And then, as I mentioned, AmericaOutloud.shop, where you can go and find a lot of good healthy health products like Healthy Cell, Healthy Heart, Acer Redox, a supplement. There's just so much you can find there. You can also find a lot of good books, good readings. My book is on there. I would encourage you to check it out. That Job Just Isn't Into You, Starting Over When It's Over. But again, America Out Loud Talk Radio Network, we've enjoyed our stay here, and I hope you've enjoyed it also, because we do try to bring you the news and an analysis that you won't get from any of the other networks. So I want to just continue talking here during the last half of the show. There's just so much to talk about. I'm just going through my notes here. And I mentioned to you about the judge, Judge Aragon. I thought that was really important to know that this is the same man who's trying to take away Trump's empire, real estate empire. And the guy doesn't even know the value of $175 million in cash. Go figure. He and Letitia James. And if I offended any of you when I said that she was a fat black woman, I do apologize. No, I don't apologize, because it's the truth. And I deal with the truth the way the Democrats deal with it, because they're also obsessed with identity politics, identity, be it color, race, gender, size, all of it. I mean, they have thrown all of that at us these 3 years that Biden has been in office. But know that singer Lizzo, who's overweight, they're telling us that being overweight is acceptable, that it's okay. We should embrace it. No, you should not embrace it, because that's dangerous. We should embrace the mutilation of little children. Little children can decide their sex. No, that's a big lie. The left wants you to embrace a lie. The same way they want you to embrace a lie that what they're doing to Trump is about fairness. And it's not. Because as I mentioned, they're saying that Trump tried to interfere with an election. Well, that's what they did during 2020 when they got Twitter and Facebook to bury the Hunter Biden laptop. Not only that, folks, that's what they're doing right now, interfering with an election. You had all these states, you had Colorado and I think New Hampshire, that were trying to remove Trump from the ballot, including Wisconsin. They wanted to take him off the primary ballot. The Supreme Court came in and said, you can't do it. Interfering with an election, trying to take away your right to vote for a candidate. Now, Trump wasn't going to win. He won't win in those states in the general because they're Democrat states, but they didn't care. It was one of those just in case we want to take him out. And they're doing the same thing now. And I want to talk about this also. Remember, the Supreme Court is supposed to be hearing the case about, gosh, what is it? It escapes my mind. Well, they already heard some of it. They were trying to say that it had to do with the January 6th, they were calling them the January 6th rioters, that what they did was wrong, and they were trying to throw a blanket on all of them and say that this was wrong. And I think it was Justice Neil Gorsuch that said, well, if you're saying that's wrong, what about these other protests that have been taking place around in and about the country? A lot of this stuff, to me, doesn't take a long time to rule on. I know that we're going to hear the case before the Supreme Court, if Trump has immunity. And the Supreme Court should rule unanimously that in this instant, he does. And it's over the classified documents. And speaking of the classified documents, did I mention that this judge in Florida, Judge Cannon, released some of the memos or documents that were used by Jack Smith on this classified document thing? And what does it reveal? That the White House was in cahoots with the Justice Department, with NARA, in order to set a trap for Trump. That Jonathan Sue, who was of the law firm Latham Watkins, which is a liberal law firm, it's a big law firm, Washington, D.C. law firm, was working with the White House, with NARA, with the attorney Stern of NARA to entrap Trump. They knew that Trump had documents that they wanted, and the documents consisted of three documents. One was a document, the letter that Kim Jong-un wrote to Trump. One was a letter that Obama wrote to Trump. And then one was just a little sketch that Trump did on a napkin when they had the hurricane in Texas, Houston. They wanted those documents, and Trump wouldn't give the documents to them. Now, some people would say, oh, well, Trump, he stepped in this himself. He should have given them the documents. If he should, if he shouldn't, what's the big deal? Why elevate this to a matter to try to entrap the man? This was all by design to go after Trump. And did I mention, I think I've mentioned it before, but I want to mention it again, that Matthew Colangelo, who served in the White House, was a White House counsel, left the White House counsel, went to work with Letitia James on this entire Let's Steal Trump's Property, gave her inside information that the White House had. He then left Letitia James, and then he appeared with Alvin Bragg to give him information. You want to talk about collusion? There's your collusion right there, folks. And you know what they're doing now? I think I mentioned this on last night's show with Heather Robinson. Because the Democrats are afraid that Trump is going to win in November, because they're afraid that all of this is going to blow up in their face, they're now trying to create a narrative. They're trying to put it out there. And be careful. They're trying to put it out there that Trump is going to go after his political opponents. He's going to go after all of us. Well, Trump wants to reform the system. Trump wants to make certain that those individuals fighting against America, trying to bring America down, will be held accountable. Trump wants to make certain that the individuals who lied, who have been lying to the American people, are held accountable. The people who tried to keep you locked up from COVID, the people who went after parents because parents did not want racism taught in school. Why wouldn't he go after them? Why wouldn't he hold them accountable? Oh, well, you can't do it because we made a mistake and we're going to make it seem as if though he's going after his political opponents. No, he's not. He's going after criminals, and rightfully so. And I would say to Trump, make certain that you get the right people in place, because it will be an uphill battle. Because although that needs to happen, you will have many people to say, oh, no, he can't do that because he's going after us because we were trying to save America. No, you weren't. You're trying to destroy America. Look at all our college campuses. Why is it that you have young people threatening the Jewish community? What if they were black? Would the same thing happen? Well, I think that if Trump doesn't get into office, I think it's going to happen, because people are going to wake up and they're going to say, wait a minute, we've been hoodwinked into letting these people get by and they know absolutely nothing. Hear me clearly. There are some smart black people that are out there, but the black people that are hitching their wagon to this DEI didn't earn it brigade, they're not one of them. And do you not find it interesting that all of this craziness started, like I said, when Joe Biden came into office and over this George Floyd deal where they had us all locked up, couldn't say anything, then you had the LGBTQ, ABCDEFG group coming out with all their craziness? Folks, the Democrats are a threat to democracy. They are a threat to our way of life. They're a threat to our survival. Look at what China is doing, setting up shop all around country. And have you seen all the illegals that are crossing the border now? Are Chinese nationals? Now, think about this. You have Democrats wanting illegals to vote. Just imagine if these Chinese people start voting and they take over our democracy. Don't say it can't happen, because many of you didn't think that what we're living through right now, thought that couldn't happen, that our justice system would be weaponized, that a fake case would be brought up against a former president. If that can happen, anything can happen. And just talking about these fake charges, have you seen the way the media is covering it? Rachel, Matt, they're all out there, and I mentioned this during the first block. They're all on site. Oh, and Trump looks bad. He looks like he's mad. Well, wouldn't you be mad If the country that you love, the justice system, is coming after you for no reason at all, that it's all a rigged deal, it's all rigged, who wouldn't be mad? So he's supposed to just sit there and be happy, knowing that the jurors have been rigged? And what about the Constitution saying that you would be tried by a jury of your peers? The people on that jury, they're not of Trump's peers. Majority of them are Democrats. If he is found guilty, which is what the media want, they want him guilty because they want to be able to say he's a convicted felon. Well, so is Hunter Biden, but that hasn't slowed him down because he has got white privilege of the Democrats. But just imagine if they were to do it, then we're going to throw him in jail. That's the reason why black men don't trust the legal system. That's the reason why black men are beginning to look at Trump. And if I were Trump, I would capitalize on that. I know that Charles Barkley doesn't like it. Who cares what Charles Barkley likes? He's the same man who threatened John McCain back in the day. I know many of you don't remember that, but I remember it. Black men need to wake up and not vote for a Democrat. If you are a black man voting for a Democrat, then you are not a black man. Yes, I said it. If you're voting for Joe Biden, you are not a black man. You are a beta male like Barack Obama. Because how can you vote for a man who does not view you as being a man? How can you vote for a man who was just assumed to throw you in jail? How can you vote for a man who's telling your wife or your girlfriend that she's better than you, that they're going to give her a job but not give your job? How can you, as a black man, vote for any policies of the Democrats? How can you? How can a white man vote for it? But I'm speaking to black men. Maybe that's what I'm going to name this tonight. An appeal to black men and white men. An appeal to men, period. If you are a man, you cannot vote for the Democrat Party in its current form. No way, no how. If you are a Christian, you cannot vote for a Democrat. There is no in between. Because their policies are contradictory to everything you stand for. If you are a black man, you cannot vote for these people because they don't see you as being a man. And if you aren't, they want you to date trans women. And if you don't, they say there's something wrong with you. So how can you vote for this party after everything that I've laid out here tonight? How the justice system is corrupt. They're going against Trump. How can you vote for this anybody in the Democrat Party? How can you? They're not for family values. They like broken up homes. They want men to say that they can have babies. They want men to compete against women. And then they want you to like trans women. There's no such thing as trans women. It's just a man. But they want you to suspend your imagination and to think that it is a woman. Maybe you have that fetish. I don't know. But as a man, as a Christian, as a Muslim, as a Hindu, as a Buddhist male, you can't vote for this party. You can't vote for anything that this party stands for because their policies are incongruent to your belief system. Now, some of you will say, well, how do you know what my belief system is? Your belief system is rooted in reality. What is? And what isn't. And what is that we are men and women created to be that way, male or female. XX chromosome woman, XY man. You can't change that. I don't care who you believe in. I don't care if you even believe in evolution. Evolution does not dictate that our genitalia just formed into something else and we can change it. No. This is completely against everything that we've been taught, but we're supposed to suspend the imagination. Just like we're supposed to believe that what this judge is doing is right. Just like we're supposed to believe that what Alvin Bragg is doing is right. Just like we're supposed to believe that Letitia James, what she's doing, trying to steal someone's property is right. You can't vote for this party. You cannot vote for this party because it is a party of destruction. All of these people colluding together. And then they want to talk to you about white privilege, white male privilege. They want to talk to you about being a toxic male. They're attacking who you are. You can't do it. Alvin Bragg is a weak man, very weak, being controlled by the left. And along those same lines, let me throw this in also, because I'm looking at my notes. This is something really funny. Biden came out a couple of days ago and said that his uncle was eaten by, when he was flying a plane over New Guinea, and that his uncle was eaten by cannibals. Now, of course, the prime minister of New Guinea, James Marape, who might be mispronouncing his name, came out and said, no, that's really offensive. But again, here you have a white man with white man privilege, can say whatever he wants to say, and no one calls him out. The media didn't call him out. They just, oh yeah, his uncle was eaten by cannibals. Really, Joe? You can't make this stuff up. And this is a man that people who leads the Democrat Party, and we're supposed to believe everything that he says? No. I don't think so. Not at all. What else here? Before we're coming up against the time. I've really enjoyed speaking with you tonight. I'm so glad that you allowed me to come into your homes and listen to what I have to say. I think I've covered just about all the topics, looking at my notes, because like I said, there was so much to cover. Oh, one last point. Are you guys aware that last year, 136 police officers were murdered in 2023? 136. 400 were shot. But we're supposed to say the police are bad guys. You got people running around saying defund the police. Well, they've defunded the police, and look at the chaos that has ensued upon our great country. Again, as a man, a black man, white man, Muslim man, Christian man, Hindu man, Buddhist man, disbeliever man, you're going to support this party, a party that does not like you? I would say think twice. Think long and hard. Because Joe Biden does not care for you the same way Barack Obama did it. So regardless of your faith, your belief, if you're a man, you're an endangered species, and I would not vote for the Democrat Party. I would not. Stay clear of them. You've been listening to After Dark with Robin Andrew on the America Out Loud News Network. I hope you'll come back tomorrow night, because the same type of analysis you hear tonight, you will get then as well. Thank you for listening, and as my dear friend Andrew would always say, stand for something or fall for nothing. God bless, be saved, God bless America, and God save Israel. Good night.